7.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Good Wednesday evening to you. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time live, although we do have a third hour from 9 to 10. And that is what we affectionately call the Time Warp Hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything. Whatever it might be that's on your mind, whether it be political or personal, anything goes. This is your show, so take control. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple of emails to kick things off with tonight. And I think, you know, Manwich, last night, the very last segment of the show, and of course you can always log on at freetalklive.com if you happen to miss a show. We've got the last six shows archived for you online absolutely free of charge. So if you missed the last night's show, go ahead and grab it. It's there for you at freetalklive.com.
Free.
Exactly. As well as the bulletin board system with over 205 members, almost 2,000 posts for you to surf through. The chat room, there's people hanging out in there all the time. And the Shrine of Female Listeners, plus much, much more. It's all there for you, again, at freetalklive.com. But last night, the last segment of the show, we kind of got into file sharing because the Supreme Court is looking at a file sharing case. And I know we're going to get back into a little bit of that because we had like 4 minutes to talk about it. And it's a huge issue, and it definitely deserves a little bit more time.
I'm with you. So I did a little research, and I've got a good story to go along with it.
Great, great. So that's all coming up. And again, your phone calls. You can interrupt the show and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. But let's start things out with the emails. This one we got from Paul. First time emailing the show. First time I think we've ever heard from him, as a matter of fact. And obviously, he's new to email because he wrote it in all caps.
Maybe he's just really excited about what he's writing about.
Could be. But do you know what that means? And as far as internet etiquette, what that means?
It means yelling.
Yeah.
Essentially yelling.
I'm going to withhold from actually yelling the email when I read it. All right. Just so
you
know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He says,
I've got headphones on here, you know?
And I'm reading this word for word. So any errors are Paul's.
Oh, don't do that. Just try to.
You want me to try and interpret this?
Yes,
it's pretty difficult.
Don't do that.
I mean, he
tacky.
All right.
Tacky.
This is going to be too difficult to interpret. I mean, I'd have to read it and type it out again. I'd have to try and translate it. He says, some said on your show, you can't legislate moral laws is BS. DWI drug law are moral laws that because the Christian right is always legislating moral laws that are against our Constitution. Do you understand so far?
Well, I have a general gist, and I have a comment.
All right.
I don't think that we're saying that you can't in the real sense of the word, like you cannot do it. I'm saying that we're saying that it's not going to be successful. Passing a DUI law has not stopped people from driving drunk.
It certainly hasn't.
Nor has passing any drug laws stopped people from doing
drugs.
And,
you know,
more people do drugs now.
Yeah, speaking of DWI, it seems like
DWI is an old term.
DUI, DWI, whatever.
DWI is driving while intoxicated versus DUI, which is driving while under the influence. Influence means anything. You could be driving under the influence of Oxycontins.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I think it's actually different from state to state, what they call it. Here in Florida, the Tampa Bay area where we're originating this broadcast, I think they call it DUI, don't they?
Okay. Maybe there's some old DWI laws out there. I don't know.
Well, he says it's DWI, so maybe it's DWI in his state, but nonetheless.
Could be.
The thing I've noticed about that, and apparently statistics bear this out, is if you get picked up for one, there's a real good chance you're going to get picked up for another.
Yes.
So, despite all of the horrible consequences that come from getting this charge on your record, as far as, you know, you have to go to court and you have to pay a $1,000 fine or multi-$1,000 fine, I don't know if it's the first time, but there's some pretty severe consequences to this. Maybe your license gets
good.
Yeah, maybe your license gets suspended. Maybe you have to go to some sort of class counseling, group counseling, etc. So it's certainly not an easy process to go through. It's not like getting arrested for jaywalking.
No.
Nonetheless, despite the severe consequences of a DWI or DUI, they continue to do it. Once a DWI, it seems like always a DWI. I know people who are up to four or five of them.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy.
I can't believe they're still driving with five.
Well, I guess they some of them, they'll get their license taken away, and they'll just keep driving it anyway.
There you go.
Because then they have to get caught to... I mean, if they're driving somebody else's car and they don't get pulled over, then no one will ever know.
Right, I guess.
If you've got a comment, by the way, 1-800-259-9231. So, continuing with the email here, he says, a working man can have two beers after work without being a criminal. Nah, I don't know if that's true. I know plenty of men who have multiple beers when they're home. Maybe he means immediately after work and driving home. Maybe that's what
that's pretty much what he's talking about.
Who
would imagine? And, I'm on two sides of this thing. A, I feel like, being impaired and driving a vehicle is endangering everybody on the road. Not good.
Absolutely.
Secondly, I feel like with two beers in me, I can drive better than most people that are out there.
Okay.
Especially in the Tampa Bay area where we're surrounded by geriatrics.
Sure.
I can drive better than them.
Absolutely. I think
my reaction time's still better.
You know, I think calling it DWI, driving while...
intoxicated.
Excuse me, actually DUI, driving under the influence, might be a little bit better. Actually, just driving irresponsibly might be a better charge, because what about all the people who drive while tired? Do they have a DWT? Because I don't think so.
No.
Have you ever been tired while driving?
Yes, I'm not very good at driving then.
No, it's frightening. I remember my college days when I was working three jobs and going to school on top of all that. When I would drive to school, there would be segments of time when I was in my vehicle where I would just blink off for maybe a second.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Wake up running off the side of the road.
And, yeah. I mean, I could hardly do anything to stay awake. Crank the music, try to sing along, roll down the windows, get some wind in my face, that sort of thing. I tried it all. And if you're too damn tired, that will take over and you will possibly crash your vehicle. I mean, that's why a lot of truckers over the
time.
Professional drivers get in accidents. It's usually not because they're on speed, but because they're half asleep at the wheel. And it's a huge cause of accidents in this nation. But that's not against the law, is it?
It's not. It's an impairment.
Maybe it should be. 1-800-259-9231. I just think it should be, if you're impaired, if your driving is reckless, then you should get pulled over and something should happen. Whether it's from drinking too much, whether it's from being on crack cocaine, whether it's from just being really, really sleepy. I think that's the real issue here. But anyway, going on with his email, he says... Oh, the laws destroy more people than drugs, alcohol, or sex. Megan's Law, there is a moral law that punishes men forever, and most so-called sex crimes are hearsay.
I'm not familiar with Megan's Law.
I'm not either. I've heard of it, but I can't...
Well, there's a law for everybody at this point.
Right.
Pretty soon there'll be a man, which is law.
It's one of those men-women laws. I'm sure it's slanted towards the women. That's kind of the angle he's coming from here. He says, sex laws, sex crimes are hearsay. It's usually a he said, she said situation, and typically the men lose. And unfortunately, he's right.
Yeah.
Most courts in this country are biased towards the women in these cases.
They are.
He said, first thing a woman does to get custody of the kids in a breakup is turn the man in for sex abuse.
That does happen now and then. I wouldn't say that it happens all the time.
Yeah,
but it happens far too frequently.
Men can't beat that, apparently. And again, it's my word versus theirs.
Yeah.
And if it's a woman, they, for some reason, their word's worth more. And he then makes some reference to Coral Ridge Ministries. I don't know what that is. They're an activist group pushing more moralist kind of laws. And he says, for chronic pain, people who try to get medications, it's almost impossible because of the Christian right. If anything feels good, it's got to be bad. So they make a new law. Don't smoke. But you're right. It's all New York State. Actually, he's making a clarification there because we were talking about the anti-smoking laws, and I had said it was New York City. He's clarifying. It's the entire state of New York
that
has a smoking ban. And finally, he says he lives in the Catskills, and all the bars are going under as a result of the smoking law. So the moral laws kill the immoral things, drinking and smoking. So there's your email. FTL at freetalklive.com. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
You want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. That's www.downsizedc.org. Don't censor our programs.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Maybe it's personal. Maybe it's political. Anything goes. Free Talk Live. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. ftl@freetalklive.com. And yes, even if your grammar isn't very good, sometimes we'll even read your emails on the air.
Depends on how we feel.
Yeah, it does depend on how we feel. 1-800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive in our chat room, our bulletin board system. You can download the last 6 days' worth of shows. All there for you. And much, much more. Free at freetalklive.com. So there are more emails to get to here, and we just have so much to talk about tonight. Again, coming up, we're going to get to this file sharing thing. Unless you interrupt the program and take us somewhere completely different. You know, unlike every other talk show out there, you actually have a real measure of control over this program. If we get into a topic and you just find it the utmost boring thing and you're about ready to change the channel, well, don't. Hands off. and pick up your phone and dial us up and change the topic and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This email from Scott in regards to something else we covered last night, which was a story out of Philadelphia where a 10-year-old girl brought a weapon to school.
A pair of scissors.
Yep, she was going to be cutting some construction paper or something like that. And
she's going to make little dollies, little paper dollies.
She brought her scissors along, and they, well, decided to throw her in handcuffs and drag her out.
Yep, took her to the station.
And then they decided at the station that it wasn't worth charging a 10-year-old girl with a crime, and she hadn't actually committed a crime. But nonetheless, she got to go
through the police chief's job.
Can you imagine?
I want his job.
What do you mean you want his job? You want to be a cop?
I want him fired.
Oh, okay.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
I mean, I'm sorry. Somebody's head should roll over that nonsense. Taking a 10-year-old girl off in handcuffs.
They should.
She brought a pair of scissors to school.
But it's just one in a string of events like this. All across the nation, elementary school kids are getting pulled out of class, handcuffed and taken off to jail for some sort of insane violation of this nutty zero-tolerance policy. And Scott has some comments. He says, recently you discussed on your show the 10-year-old girl who'd been arrested for bringing scissors to school, and a thought occurred to me that I'd like to share. While I find it just plain silly to arrest a 10-year-old girl for such a small and obviously inconsequential infraction, I guess we should all be thankful that she does not attend school in Florida, where they apparently taser children before arresting them. I don't know if that's standard practice here in Florida, but I think it has happened. Yeah, it has happened. What's going on with our society where children are now facing punitive consequences that are better left for adults and real crimes? Is it that children are that much more of a threat than they were 10 years ago? What do you think, Manwich?
I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's just we've grown the law enforcement too large. I mean, they just don't have enough to do.
Well, they've got plenty to do. They just need to focus on real crimes. That's the problem. It's like they apparently, I think you're right, maybe they are a little bit too large. Maybe we should cut it down. And I think one of the things, immediate things we can do is end the war on drugs, but that's a whole other conversation. But they need to focus on violent crimes. Okay, yeah, if you got a pair of scissors, there's a chance that you could get violent. And actually, Scott addresses that here in a moment. He says, and I got to say, I was in school 10 years ago. Obviously, I'm not in school today, but it wasn't that bad when I was there. And there was kids of all ages in the school that I went to. And it was a government-run school, but it was like a
that's really the problem here, 12th grade thing. Is this stuff isn't happening at private schools. And
right, it's not.
By
or at least
sending
the
your
news
kids
isn't
to
coming out.
Government schools, you're subjecting them to the craziness of the government.
It's absolute insanity. He says, has our country deteriorated to the point where now every person, regardless of age, is now viewed as a threat and thus should be handled as such? I think yes. I think the answer to that is yes.
Only because of the evening news. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. It's that sort of mentality.
Well, he's asking the question, is everyone viewed as a threat? And the question and the answer is yes. According to the government, with their anti-terrorism tactics, this new intelligence bill that is pretty much passed at this point with the suggestion that, and this might be implemented, that we have internal checkpoints. They're going to have this new national ID card, these national standards. So your driver's license isn't necessarily going to stop saying the state that you're in, but it's going to all have to adhere to federal standards. So basically you have a federal driver's license after this law goes into effect. So they're going to start having internal checkpoints, which means there might be a roadblock set up in your city somewhere where everybody is being, their personal belongings might be searched. Maybe they'll have to give up their papers. And in a society like that, where there's this that kind of an aura where everyone could be a criminal, that's what he's saying here. The government is treating us all as though we're criminals.
Baby steps to a police state.
We're there, dude, as far as I'm concerned. Look at our airports and the security that goes on there, and imagine that just spreading out from the airports to the rest of society. And imagine the huge detriment that's going to be on this society, on the economy, on our freedom.
It's going to definitely adversely affect commerce inside of the United States.
So he asks this question then, Scott, our emailer. He says, well, what about a pair of scissors? How big of a threat are they? Can they hurt or kill someone? Sure they can. But then, when I went through my military training, I was taught how to kill someone with a regular black pocket comb. Hell, I was taught how to kill someone
with... Well, they are unbreakable.
Hell, I was taught how to kill someone with a sock, believe it or not, and not, as you might think, by strangulation. I'm going to have to respond to this email and ask him how that is, because I want to know now.
Sock.
I mean, can you really just kill somebody with a sock, or do you have to put a wad of pennies inside it or something like that?
I would think that you would put something inside of it.
Right.
It's just a guess. Either that, or I guess you could choke them with it.
But that's what he says. It's not strangulation.
Like, you could shove it
down
their throat?
It down their throat? Wouldn't that count as strangulation, though?
68, I suppose.
Maybe it's only strangulation if it's wrapped around the throat. I don't know. Technical details. Anyway, he says, the point I'm making is that any object is a potentially dangerous weapon in the hands of a highly motivated individual intent on inflicting serious harm.
He's right.
So, yeah, if you want to kill somebody, you're going to get away. You know, you're going to do some damage, regardless of whether it's a pair of scissors that you're using or a gun or, as I was saying last night, a pen. How many kids have pens and pencils in their backpack? Couldn't you do some damage with that? What would happen if I punctured somebody 100 times with a pen? Think that would hurt?
Yeah.
Think they might bleed a little bit? Anyway, he says the danger is in the precept, though, and do we really want to regulate thoughts and ideas? Now, I don't know if that's ever going to be possible. I mean, they kind of theorized it in the Minority Report movie with Tom Cruise. The idea that we could somehow predict people's thoughts and kind of intercept them and stop them from committing crimes. I don't really know if that technology is ever going to become available, but what he's suggesting is pretty scary. The idea that if you let your thoughts be known, then you could get in trouble. Obviously, if you keep them to yourself, you'll probably be all right.
Extent. I mean, like, if you say, I'd like to kill the president.
Sure.
You're
going to
go to bat.
And you're not saying that. No, you're not. You said if you said that.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, you know, if somebody,
I don't want the Secret Service to show up outside the studio window here.
Secret bunker here.
Go ahead.
If you say something like that, Secret Service is going to be looking for you.
Yes.
Right away.
Yes, yes, they will. So thank you for the email, Scott. And you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. And, of course, we're also seeing the regulation of thoughts as far as hate crime laws. Also in schools when they'll find some kid writing a poem that says he wants to kill his teachers and that sort of thing. And so, again, it's a scary path that we're going down here. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hey, psst.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-BO.com. Type no-BO.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That is a number for you to get interactive with us and talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be something political or something on the personal level. And we love that kind of stuff. So feel free, 1-800-259-9231. And you can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. Don't forget to get interactive with us in other ways on our website at freetalklive.com, the chat room, the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, and much, much more. It's all there for you free of charge. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And by the way, we're here with you until 9 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. The 9 to 10 hour is a time warp hour, so keep that in mind. We're available six nights a week, by the way. So if your local affiliate is carrying us at this time, but they don't carry us on our Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, give them a call and ask them to add that particular show to the lineup. Because we're live Saturday nights, which is cool.
We want to be on all 17 hours.
Exactly. There needs to be more live Saturday night programming in talk radio, and so we're going to be part of that. 1-800-259-9231, talking about file sharing. We didn't quite have a chance to fully explore this last night. It looks like the Supreme Court has agreed now to consider whether two internet file sharing services may be held responsible for their customers' online swapping of copyrighted songs and movies. Justices will review a lower ruling in favor of Grokster and Streamcast networks, which came as a blow to record companies and movie studios seeking to stop the illegal distribution of their works.
They hate that stuff.
They really do. The file sharing is, quote, inflicting catastrophic multi-billion dollar harm on petitioners that cannot be redressed through lawsuits against the millions of direct infringers using those services. Grokster and Streamcast disagree. They said, quote, once the software has been downloaded by users, we, the companies, have no involvement in, nor do we have ability to control what it is used for. And the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled in August, and this was a pretty big ruling back when it happened, that the file sharing services were not responsible because they don't have central servers for pointing users to copyright material. A reason that the firms simply provide the software that lets the individual users share information over the internet. Some people share legitimate stuff, like their own creations, and some people don't. In fact, I would probably say most people on there do not. But then again, I don't know them all. You know, I'm not sure. But how many people really want to download somebody's guitar licks from somewhere in North Texas? You know what I mean? Who's going to be searching for something like that?
Not much. You know, in my opinion, these sites are there specifically to trade copyrighted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if something illegal goes on in your house or in your yard or on your property or in your business, you hold a certain level of responsibility in today's society.
I guess the question should be then, is or should this be illegal? Should the swapping of movies and music and programs and that sort of thing, should it be illegal?
Singers, songwriters, movie producers, these people make their money by owning their intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, the film or the music or whatever. And when you trade that stuff without giving them any money, you're stealing, in my opinion.
Of course. But what if you trade it? What if you trade it? What if you get a movie, watch the movie, decide you like it, and then go buy it?
Do you think that happens much?
I absolutely think it happens.
You think it happens that often? I would think most people, my experience is that most people get songs off the internet, and they cease to spend nearly as much money as in CDs. And CD sales have dropped.
Sure, sure they have, and for good reason. They're too damned expensive. And as a result of, interestingly enough, as a result of file sharing and its immense popularity, some CD companies, like I think it was Universal Music, have actually dropped their pricing. They've lowered their pricing on CDs to become more competitive with
It doesn't change the fact that 9 out of 10 songs on CDs stink.
Good point.
You know, I mean, they produce these albums with
one hit and the rest crap.
One or two, and it just it stinks. But I'm not saying that that's not cause for stealing. That's cause for not buying albums, in my opinion.
I don't know. I don't know about the demographics of these users of these services. I'd be willing to guess, though, that most of them are probably college age kids or younger. And so these people probably don't have a whole lot of income as far as they probably can't buy a bunch of things. I'm not trying to make excuses for what they do.
They were always the largest demos for purchasing music prior to this, and they still are the largest demo for purchasing music. So it's like walking into the store, paying for one item, and stealing three.
So you believe that we should shut down these file-sharing services, then?
I'm sorry. They're doing something illegal. They're stealing people's stuff, yeah.
But what if it's a... Okay, another...
It's a venue. It's a means by which to steal people's stuff.
One of the other companies involved, not in this lawsuit, but involved in this whole situation, I think it was Morpheus, although it doesn't really matter. One of them was based out of Australia, and so therefore our laws don't quite apply in that case. So what do you suggest we do with a company like that? Send out an international hit squad to take them out?
Well, we could. I have a story here where we could attack them via the internet.
Attack them via the internet. Now, wouldn't that be a violation as well? Wouldn't that be a violation of their rights, their digital rights, their digital domain?
The fact is if the crimes are being committed at your house, if you have a crack house, the cops are going to bust the door down.
This is a crack house over in somewhere in Australia.
They're
and actually, they're
here.
Making the point. Actually, the companies are making the point here that it's not their house; it's their software that they've made. And how could it be their fault if their users use them for illegal purposes?
Don't they use their site? Don't they go via their?
No, they download the users download the software, install the software, and then they choose what files to share. So, if I want to install program,
how do they communicate? What's that whole communication that goes on within the software?
They link up to these servers that tell you who all's on the network.
Who's running the servers?
Huh?
Who's running these servers?
Actually, it's very diffuse. There's no actual... there's no company behind the servers. There may be individuals who are running the servers on their own. And the servers aren't hosting the files either. The servers are just saying, here's who has what, and here's where they're located. So the servers don't have the programs or the files or the movies or anything like that. So you're literally, it's individuals who are making these decisions. I can download this software, install it, and put pictures of the studio beast up there, and I'm totally legal. But if I put on the newest releases from Paramount, then I'm illegal. So
it's
up to the users.
It's definitely difficult to enforce the law. I can see that. I mean, I'm swimming. I'm doing my best. But it's difficult to enforce these sorts of laws. And
on top of that, piracy's been going on forever.
But it's piracy. That's let's make that clear. Piracy. It's stealing stuff.
Well, it's stealing stuff if you believe in intellectual property laws, and that is what we have in this country right now, although I think they should be abolished.
Well, and you've said that to me many times, and I would like a cogent answer as to why you don't believe intellectual property exists.
I definitely believe in property, in physical property, but I feel like intellectual property, while patents can be a good thing, and owning your intellectual property, there's definitely some benefits to it. But I think at the same time, there's also some real negatives for consumers. Let's take drugs, for example.
Would be great if everything was free for consumers, too. But I don't think that that's any good reason to make everything free.
Well, no, the market should decide price and that sort of thing. Obviously, some things are free for consumers, like this show. You're not having to pay to listen to Free Talk Live. It's supported by advertising. 1-800-259-9231. We'll explore the abolition of intellectual property coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, go ahead. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to Steam Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Steam Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Steam Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit steammineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This can be your show. If you want to take control and bring up anything on your mind, whether it be personal or political, dial in. 1-800-259-9231. The screening process is very light and easy compared to some other talk shows out there. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And when you call in, our lovely screener, Jason, will simply ask you your name, where you're calling from, and in one word, what you want to talk about. And also, how you're listening to the show. Because we got internet listeners, we got radio station listeners, we got satellite listeners, so we're just curious. Dial us up. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. Here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, the 9 to 10 o'clock hour is a time warp hour. So we're talking about this lawsuit that is being brought against the companies called Grokster and Streamcast Networks. They're two companies that create file sharing software. And, of course, file sharing is a huge internet issue these days, with all sorts of people trading crazy amounts of, well, copyrighted files, whether it be the latest music CDs that are being released, whether it be a new movie come out, whether it be a program, maybe the new version of Windows being traded around, all sorts of things being swapped for free on the internet. And it's making a lot of people angry. The Ninth Circuit Court over on the West Coast went ahead and ruled in favor of the file-sharing companies. They basically said, these guys make software. It doesn't matter. They have no responsibility for what the users do with the software.
It should be mentioned that the Ninth Circuit Court is probably the most liberal of courts in the nation.
And I agree 100% with it. Although I'm not a liberal, I would consider myself a libertarian. And I think that most libertarians, I don't know, I don't think most of them would agree with me. This is a point of, this is one of those issues that libertarians argue about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, libertarians will argue about a few different issues, including abortion and a number of others, but this is another one of them, and that is the abolition of intellectual property rights. You know, the idea of meaning, intellectual property meaning, if I create a song, it's my song. That's intellectual property.
It's the way it should be, in my opinion.
But I think that we should get rid of it. And I think the negative side, I think there are definitely some positive sides to intellectual property. I mean, obviously, people want to protect their intellectual property. They want to reap the benefits.
You're
going to
see a huge deterioration in entertainment, music, movies, all those things that we like so much. You take property rights away from those things, you're not going to have crap.
I disagree with you. I think that I think the market will adjust itself. And I think that you have to look at this. There weren't always intellectual property rights, man. Which back in the olden times when someone would publish a book, let's say Charles Dickens came out with his newest book.
I can't tell you when intellectual property laws went into effect, but let's go with Charles
Dickens. Let's say Charles Dickens publishing a new book.
Certainly Beowulf.
Sure, okay, whatever. Let's just use Charles Dickens. What's a good Dickens novel?
Tale of Two Cities.
A Tale of Two Cities comes out. And Charles Dickens, of course, obviously making the rounds to the bookstores, signing his, autographing his books, and...
You don't know the name of it, a single Charles Dickens book, do you?
No, that's why I asked you. Isn't A Christmas Carol Dickens?
Yes, it is.
I think it is. So you got Dickens while going around, and he's signing copies of his book, and word gets to him that, I don't know where the hell he lived, maybe the United Kingdom, somewhere
in
Europe.
In Britain.
But word gets to him that somebody's been publishing his book in Germany, in German. And he never gave permission for that to happen. And, well, actually, what ended up happening as a result of not having intellectual property laws in regards to authors, their books would get republished by printers all around the world. Usually the printers would leave the author's original name on the book. So as a result of that, the authors actually ended up getting more exposure than they would have if there were intellectual property laws and they had to make deals with all the publishers around the world. Obviously, they were profiting and the authors weren't necessarily directly profiting off of those book sales in Germany, for instance, but their name recognition got out there and they could, in fact, sell more books next time as a result of that. Now, yeah, profits probably would go down if we got rid of intellectual property laws. I think another example of where we should get rid of intellectual property laws is in medicine. If you create a medicine today and you get it patented, then you've got 10 years, I think it is.
17.
10, 17 years. You get an X amount of years that your patent is good for.
It's a good
for.
Thing I'm here because you've just...
I know, it's a good... there's a reason why you're here. Anyway, so you've got your patent, you've got X amount of years on your patent, and in that time, nobody else can compete. You've heard about generic medication. You can't have generic medication when the patent is still
17 years
still around. Exactly. So when that generic comes out, the name brand has to come down in price at that point because now they've got competition.
Sure.
And I really believe in competition, and I believe that intellectual property and patents and that sort of thing is it's exclusive and it makes it's anti-competitive. It's pro-monopoly. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it seems preposterous to me. You know, if I sing a song, which God help us, I probably never do, and my voice is being recorded, you know, has been recorded, and then it's being played for free. You know, people aren't paying me for it. It's just stealing.
No, you don't. You're not seeing the big picture.
The big picture.
If Manwich's hit single is getting just spread around the earth like wildfire, that just means that you make more money on your tours. And I think that's what some of these companies are afraid of. The Recording Industry Association and all of its cronies, they're afraid that internet file sharing is going to eliminate the talentless performers. And I can explain that coming up next. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, what do you think? Should we abolish copyrights? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The final segment of this hour. We've got another one coming up. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're actually 9 to 10. By the way, we have the Time Warp Hour. We're available 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And we have our live Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're talking about private property, abolishing intellectual property, which is the things that you create that you supposedly have some right to. And I'm actually arguing against it. I think that we should get rid of copyright. I think that we should get rid of patents. Of course, man, which you're scared to death by that.
I think you're crazy. That's what I think. I think it's stealing.
I think you've just never thought of it before. And
no, I've thought about it quite a bit.
You have?
Yeah, well, you know, you've talked to me about it more than once.
Okay.
And I can't see it. I've created this thing. Even if that thing isn't real and solid, it's still mine, and I still created it, and I should still get to do what I want. If I want to give it away for free so that I can increase my popularity and, you know, thereby make more money, through.
But if somebody buys that thing, then they have it too, and why can't they give it away for free?
Well, giving it away and copying it is another thing.
Well, okay, making a copy and giving that away.
I don't think that
they bought it. It's theirs.
I don't think that's copying it is pirating it. Mm-hmm. And that's against the law.
Against
goodness,
right? Which I think that we should abolish, because let's look at the music industry. Would you agree that there's a lot of talentless hacks in the music industry?
I think Britney Spears is gorgeous.
She's beautiful, but that girl can't sing for crap.
No.
And there's plenty of girls who are like her, and guys, they lip sync. When they get up on stage, they're miserable performers. But nonetheless, they sell thousands and millions of hundreds of thousands of albums, and they rake in the dough, while there's plenty of real talented artists who maybe they're not quite as beautiful or whatever, that are struggling in their local areas just to make a few bucks at a nightclub or at a bar or something like that. Now, obviously, not everyone's going to be able to hit it big, and the internet certainly won't help them all. But I think that if we got rid of copyright, if we got rid of intellectual property rights, and it would totally change the music industry. And that's what the music industry...
It would totally change the music industry.
Yeah, that's why they're so frightened to death. They're frightened that it's their time.
They're frightened because a bunch of people are stealing their stuff and they're getting away with it.
They're frightened that it's time for them to die because they can't deal with it. Even if everybody was to steal the new Britney Spears album, or let's use Lindsay Lohan because she's going to be replacing Britney Spears from all I can tell.
I don't know.
She has actual singing ability and she's just as hot. So let's say everybody steals the new Lindsay Lohan album, and it's a good album, and everybody's got it, and she didn't make anything off the album sales.
Okay.
Well, obviously, the recording industry's got a real problem with that, but Lindsay, the artist, or whoever, you know, the artist, will still be able to benefit. As long as the artist can perform live, which is what music's really all about if you talk to real musicians, supposedly, is performing live for audiences. Then if that musician can perform live, since everybody in the world's stealing her song, they'll have no problem selling out concerts. In which case, that's where their income will come from. It'll just be a different income stream.
Crazy.
Things will change. Yeah, I know, you're afraid of change, man, which that's pretty much all this breaks down to. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. You take control of this show. It is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't think any other talk shows have ever advocated abolishing intellectual property.
You heard it here first.
That's right. You heard it here first. This is Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and Silver.